Track 31.
Right, now, let's move on to examining the flora and fauna of the Kalahari Desert. After the drainage of the lake over 10,000 years ago, the area became more arid. However, it's not technically a desert. Why? Well, mainly because of the annual rainfall, which exceeds 3 inches in most years. During the rains, the region is a haven for various forms of wildlife. Here you can see animals grazing. But what I want us to focus on is the abundant vegetation instead. Even though the area appears arid and desolate, surprisingly, there are countless species, both native and introduced. Many of these plants are fundamental to maintaining the delicate balance of the ecosystem. And in terms of environmental science, we're beginning to realise their importance in regulating herd size in the Kalahari.